So let me present my next speaker, who's going to speak on midstream. So we're flipping to the gas side a little bit. Jason Schumacher is a partner in the Dallas office of Mel Money, and he represents both upstream and midstream companies, and he's here to discuss commercial issues that we're seeing in the midstream space. Jason.
Awesome. Good deal. All right, let's see what we got here. Hot dog. All right, my name's Jason Schumacher. I'm a partner at O'Melveny & Myers. It is 3:45 on a Friday afternoon at an all-day conference. But as Monica said, this is going to be a fascinating presentation. And so I'm so glad y'all are here. I'm going to bring as much energy as I can here at 3:45 to get you guys interested. And so I'm going to talk about the evolution of midstream contracts. And I know most of the folks in here are sort of wondering about what that would be. And so I am looking forward to sharing with you some insights, quite frankly, on things that I am living in, working in right now on active projects and deals. And so hopefully you'll find it educational, and maybe I'll get some nods out there, or maybe I'll get some head shaking thinking that I am wrong, and all that will be perfectly fine. But it'll be interesting to see if some of you may have the same experience. I am a resident in the Dallas office of O'Melveny & Myers. I don't know how much about our law firm you have heard. Monica is my partner. Philip Oldham, who was on one of the panels earlier, is my partner. But it's just a fantastic law firm, and I'm just so pleased to be a part of it. Just a couple of quick things. It is one of the best law firms in the world, and me being a partner there is one of my greatest professional accomplishments. They are out of California, however, about 2 years ago, started opening offices in Texas as they had some of their California clients migrate to Texas. And so they thought perhaps it would be good to get some lawyers in Texas. And so I am one of those, Monica's one of those, Philip is one of those, and we're really proud of the team that we're growing as we now have offices in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Couple of quick things about me before I get going. So I've been married to my wife for 23 years. If you're anything like me, and I assume that you probably are, I met my wife in bowling class. And so probably a lot of you have similar romantic stories like I do. I have three kids who are 21, 18, and 16. And so my 16-year-old daughter is in the process of finishing off all of the bureaucratic things that it requires to get a driver's license. And one of those is that I ride around with her for 30 hours as part of that. And so we have ran off curbs. We have almost run into a few fences as we have a tendency to drift right. And so my job is to calmly move my daughter to the left. And so anyway, it has been a good experience for both of us. And luckily, I think I'm almost done. So watch out if you're in the Dallas area for her black SUV driving around. This is my oldest child. He's 21 years old, Jack Schumacher. So he actually got married this past summer. And I kid you not, his wife's name is Jilly. They are both students in Abilene, Texas, where they lease a little house. If you've ever been to Abilene, they have about 3,000 rundown homes right around the college campuses there. And so they are renting one of those. And I kid you not, the nickname of that house is called The Hill. And so I've had this slide in my speeches that I've been giving now for over a decade. And so now I can officially updated. I've got four kids now as we've kind of adopted Jilly into our family. We're really, really excited about them coming together. It's cool to see young people in love and ready to take on the world. So here we go. Go get them, son. All right. My 18-year-old son, Johnny, is autistic and completely awesome. I always talk about Johnny in any audience I go to because I know there's a lot of people who may have an autistic child or have a family member who has an autistic child. We've been in this journey with Johnny since he was 2 years old, so the last 16 years. We're always happy to answer any questions that anybody has because we know how stressful that is. And we've been at it for a while. It's an interesting journey, but it has been a wonderful journey. And I would just not take Johnny over anybody, but he has been an interesting experience in this world, but we're happy to help anybody going through it. I went to a couple of different schools. I went to Abilene Christian University, and I also went to the UT School of Law. If you would like two different campus experiences, go to those two schools back to back. You will notice that there are different emphases on where one can spend one's time, but I enjoyed both of them quite a bit, and it's good to see that the UT football program is giving me something to cheer for. I am a little nervous about Quinn Ewers' injury, but we're all hoping that Malik Murphy can bring home the goods against BYU this weekend.